Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I am Darlene Lewis. Welcome once again to a live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me in the show right now, 347-989-0761. The segment today that we will talk about topic is keeping the money in the family. Now, are you determined to build an empire? Do you believe that charity begins at home? Call into the show and let us know your views, your concerns, regarding financing family-owned businesses or saving money for your child's education. Call me if you decided that doing business with a family member is better than doing business with partners that are not related, or call in if you feel family is the worst to do business with. Call me now and every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-989-0761. Now make sure you get registered for the Literary Ladies Tour. We will be launching our Bronx kickoff of the Literary Ladies Tour December 10th, Friday, which is tomorrow, and we will be at Owen Dolan Center, which is at Westchester Square and East Tremont Avenue in the Bronx. You can learn more by going to www.literaryladies.weebly.com. You can also get books by me, Darlene Lewis, at lulu.com, which is lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. We'll be right back.
Skipping, dipping, but not pimping to the beat. See what we wear. Night and day look hard, yet there. It's all good. We feel good. Hand clapping, chilling in the hood. My boy is nice. Feel the move. It's rapid pacing. Earth shaking.
There's a setback for college savings. Some 529 plans were far too aggressive, especially for parents with kids entering college. Now, as the saving is always a good thing, there's a saving mindset where some people feel that they should go and get money from scholarships. Some people think they should take out loans. But remember, mine is a terrible thing to waste, according to the some sayings that you've heard by popular demand. And as many parents are discovering in the wake of what happened in 2008, so are years of saving for the kids' college education. Now, sponsored by states and pushed by brokers, 529 plans was supposed to be the best way for parents to handle the rising cost of college tuition. Every state is different, however, but parents usually receive a tax break for contributions with their state's plans. The money is then invested and grows tax-free, and withdrawals for tuition aren't taxed either. But now many parents are discovering after the investments were much riskier than advertised, even in the options for older teenagers. The most popular funds in 529 plans are age-based portfolios, prepackaged investments, and they were designed, listen carefully, folks, they were designed more conservative as college gets closer. Problem is, many of them didn't get conservative enough. Experts have long suggested that if you plan to use your savings in 3 to 4 years, you should get it out of the market. But the average fund for high school juniors and seniors had about 2.5% of its assets in stock. Some went as high as 71%. That means some parents in plans offered by states such as Ohio, Rhode Island, and North Carolina lost about 25% or more. Sorry, Junior. At this point, brokers who account for about half the 529 plans sold can offer only cold comfort. The fund managers at AllianceBernstein, who designed Rhode Island's work-heavy, stock-heavy plans, say their plan would have helped parents beat inflation in a normal market. But critics say there's a larger lesson here. When college is a year or two away, plans should significantly reduce the risk. A financial advisor in Ohio named Karen Maloney Stifler says that for a 17-year-old, a big allocation to stocks is appropriate only if you've got a client willing to gamble. And keep an eye on your broker. Some are paid to sell certain plans, so shop around for the best offerings or at least ask a lot of worst-case scenario questions. The homework can begin at savingforcollege.com, which lists all the state plans. Now, excuse me. Excuse me. Wow. Excuse me, listeners. Wow. You see, Saving for College has gotten so disgusted that I'm sneezing all over the place. I'm just telling you this is because you have to be extremely careful when it comes down to saving money and getting involved with plans that's supposed to be a nest egg for you, whether it's for college education or for funeral costs, et cetera. You just have to be careful. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
to blogtalkradio.com. The show is Hear No Evil. You can call me 347-989-0761. Now, owning on a co-signed loan, Universal Life, ROTHIRA. So let's focus on co-signing. Let's say, for instance, a family member of yours decided, oh, they can't do it alone. They want you to co-sign on a loan. You do it. Okay, you co-sign for a loan. The person you co-sign for, of course, is your family, has just filed for bankruptcy. What do you do? Well, this is some great advice that I can give you. Find a way to pay off the loan. Yeah, I understand you may think, oh, why should you do this? But once you put your name on something, you have to follow through. You may see this debt as belonging to someone else, but the lender sure doesn't. The co-signer is on the hook. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much proof you prove. But if you put your signature on anything that a family member or friend or stranger does, you are half responsible. Now, the bleeding that the other person is going through will seep onto the cosigner's credit report until it's resolved. In fact, even once your cosigner files for bankruptcy and discharges the debt, you'll still be held responsible. So reach out to the lender. Now, while the lender is under no obligation to negotiate, you may be able to stem the damage to your credit report by explaining the situation and committing to a payment plan. This may not seem fair, but a lot of credit reputations have crashed on the rocks because of so-called moral high ground. So think about co-signing for people. I've had credit cards in my name, cards in my name, and I'm clearing my throat because I learned the hard way. Don't co-sign for anything, whether it is a friend, family, or foe. Do not co-sign for anyone in your family. Do not co-sign for your husband unless you and him or your wife, unless you and her are working on a business together, and you will jointly be responsible for the outcome. Do not co-sign for anyone. I'm telling you, I have learned the hard way. It has taken me 20 years to clear my credit. Don't do it. Okay? Trust me. This is going out to my idol, Aretha Franklin, who was hospitalized, and I'm praying for her recovery. I love you, Aretha. I'm a fool for you, baby.
magic carpet ride. Yes, we will. And we'll tell our smoky friends, hey, don't you forget. Because you got to keep us side by side.
Well, that's about does it for this week of blogtalkradio.com. Once again, just want to invite you out to the Literary Ladies Book Tour, which I will be doing December 10th at Owen Dolan Center from 7 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there. You can always tune in to futurenetworkproductions.com to find out what's going on with the tour. And until next week, here's a little something for you. And I hope you guys are out there checking out Prince. He's in New York City this week. Take care.
And the rise.